And it's Tuesday, April 26, 2011, and it's time for Freedom Frenzy. Good morning, good afternoon, whatever the case may be, because I recognize that RBN goes all around this big dirt clod that we call Earth, and you could be sitting there sipping your morning tea, you could be chugging back a vodka straight, because we know that that could be going on somewhere on the face of the planet today, right now. And we're very, very happy to have you with us. My name is Jerry DeMars, and I'm joined, as always, by Jenny Hodges, who, how would you explain our relationship for those people out there that probably don't understand it, dear?
I think we're pretty much twins that emerged about 10,000 years ago and we're currently hanging out in bodies, you know, five states distant and, what, a couple decades apart in age?
Yeah, yeah.
Do you think that crowding,
crowding 3 decades, actually, dear, but that's beside the point. Jenny and I believe that we're probably really, really old souls. And it's not necessarily that we subscribe to reincarnation. It's just, though, that we feel as though we have worked together before this time. And it was just a natural fit because of all the insignificant and troublesome things had been worked out in a previous lifetime, hadn't they, dear?
Exactly, Jerry. And now we've got half the audience going, huh?
Yeah.
And the other half going, cool!
Hey, have you been watching the weird news? The weird news, not the mainstream media news, but the oddball stuff that's out there on the periphery?
Well,
I ran across two very interesting little tidbits this morning that maybe our listeners have checked in on and would like to talk about that, talk about either one of these today, maybe both. NASA has come out with a warning of a solar superstorm sometime in 2011 with some very, very grave consequences. And they have forecasted that the Northern Hemisphere, particularly the landmass known as the United States of America, might be particularly suspect as far as the area to be bombarded with the energy that old Sol is going to produce. Now, the other weird story is there's a picture up on the internet, and somebody has found yet another new face on the surface of the planet Mars. And this one looks almost like Franklin Delano Roosevelt on the flippin' dime. And it's so, you can see the ear, the eyes, the cheek, the nose, the chin, and it's pretty cool. Maybe you want to weigh in on that today, and we're going to have a whole bunch of other stuff to talk about today. But I just, when I was looking for material for this morning's show, stuff that I wanted to bring to you guys, I ran across those, and I said, wow, but they're unsubstantiated, and I just thought it was pretty cool. So, golly. So what do you got on our plate for us today, too, dear?
Well, I wanted to talk about this situation with a mother in Detroit, Michigan, whose home was raided by a SWAT team, tank included, and whose daughter was kidnapped by these armed American terrorists. Apparently, this mother was so evil as to stop giving her daughter dangerous drugs that her daughter had been prescribed. So the Child Protective Service agency used a SWAT team with a tank, and now the court files are proving that Mary Ann had full legal authority to stop giving her daughter those drugs. I'm not sure the depth and breadth of what the jackboots mean by somebody having legal authority. I don't give a fat a rat's furry rear end who thinks I have what. I know what God gave me. And so I'm sure this mother does too. But anyway, I think it's worth ruminating on as the medical industry becomes increasingly dangerous to our health.
Wow. You know, that kind of ties in with some other stuff that I saw about medical marijuana again this morning. We'll address all those issues when we come back right after this break.
Answer it. If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information, 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Micro plant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, micro plant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
I think it's time for Hit and Run News. Got kind of loud there for just a moment, didn't it? All right. Today's first lead-off little thingy is about how much more difficult it's going to be for you, the American serf, to get a passport to leave the empire. The United States Department of State is proposing a new biographical questionnaire for passport applicants. The proposed new form, DS-5513, asks for all addresses since birth, lifetime employment history, including employers' and supervisors' names, addresses, and phone numbers, personal details of all your siblings, your mother's address 1 year prior to your birth, and any religious ceremony around the time of birth, and a variety of other information.
Holy cow!
Yeah, and if you
don't even know that stuff about me.
Well, if you don't want to give them to your friends in the government, failure to provide that information may result in denial of your United States passport application.
Dude, I just got my passport, so I think I'm good. But maybe I should go get all the kids' passports.
Possibly. You might want to pick up in the middle of the night and go to Mexico or something.
I wouldn't pick Mexico. I'm going to, is it Costa Rica where our friend is and who calls in occasionally?
He's never identified exactly where he's at for security reasons, I guess. But I didn't really get the impression that he was in Costa Rica.
Anyway, I'll head
Argentina
somewhere.
Argentina, maybe.
Although Mexico is very convenient to me.
Yeah, that's why I said that. And, you know, you would be in a whole different paradigm as soon as you cross that dotted line on the map.
It's very dangerous, though, heading toward the border in Texas, especially if you're white, because the drug war is alive and well, and, you know, your life expectancy diminishes significantly the closer you get to the border.
Yeah. Well, wait a minute now. Isn't the Border Patrol doing a wonderful job down there? That's what they're telling
Who?
People.
Who?
The Border Patrol.
Yeah, exactly.
I think they're a little bit confused. At last that I heard, they're operating at about 50 to 75 miles away from the border as though it moved.
Yeah, I could see that.
Okay. Well, do you have something that you wanted to throw into the mix here, dear?
Oh, was that all of that story?
Yes, it was.
Oh, it's my turn. I do want to say, before I get on to my bit, for those of you, I think somebody emailed me, and I haven't completely looked into the email yet, but I got it yesterday. Jerry, you're probably curious because I didn't get it from you, but I got it from somebody at the RBN network headquarters that forwarded it to me, offering me some resources for certain herbs. And I do have one resource that I have found, and I don't know if y'all would be interested. It seems to be a good organic resource. It's called the Bulk Herb Store. But if any of you are growing your own organic herbs and have things like slippery elm and bayberry and echinacea root, and if anybody's got some oak gall, I could really go for some. So just keep that in mind, and you can email us at forlifeandliberty@bellsouth.net. And that's the digit for, and then all spelled out, Life and Liberty. Okie dokie. Well, I've got an interesting Today in History bit, Jerry.
All right, throw down.
1986, April 26th, the up until recent time worst nuclear power plant accident in history occurred at Chernobyl.
You know, that's probably going to be an asterisk in history compared to what's going on in Japan now.
I know, that's the horrifying part. In 1607, April 26th, colonists landed at Cape Henry, Virginia, and Jamestown gets founded the following month. This is kind of interesting. In 1865, on April 26th, John Wilkes Booth, Lincoln's assassin, was surrounded by federal troops in a barn in Virginia. He was shot and killed either by the soldiers or his own hand. I guess no trial for him, huh?
Yeah, they probably, you know, like Lee Harvey Oswald. There's another similarity there, isn't there?
Yeah. On April 26, 2000, Vermont Governor Howard Dean, how in the world did Vermont elect Howard Dean, sign the nation's first bill permitting same-sex couples to form civil unions? And what should really make everybody irate is the idea that we go and request permission to marry from the civil government. It's really disgusting. All right, that's all I have to say about that.
Okay. Months or years from now, when analysts are studying the death of the United States dollar and probably the death of America, they may look back and see that the Federal Reserve Note's demise began on a specific day in history. That date? How about Wednesday, April 27th, 2011? That's like tomorrow, boys and girls. I say that because tomorrow at 12:15 p.m. at the conclusion of a two-day Federal Open Market Committee meeting, that's the FOMC, we'll find out whether United States Federal Reserve Chairman Ben S. Bernanke, or Bernanke in some of the YouTube videos, and his policy-making clique have opted for a sharp increase in United States interest rates, which appears, quite frankly, to be the only solution to a looming third-quarter financial crunch for the United States of America. Unfortunately, I don't think that Bernanke and company will make the needed move. They don't have enough moral courage. And without that sharp rate increase tomorrow, investors can look forward to rampant inflation, an evisceration of the United States Treasury bond market, at least what's left of it, and, in a worst-case scenario, the death of the dollar that I referred to earlier. And, you know, already a lot of the people think that we're going to hear that instead of them trying to do the tighten-up, they're going to do the loosen-up, and we're going to see more and more money flowing into the economy because the Federal Reserve Bank, as many of you know, is the primary purchaser of American Treasury debt now. Monetizing the debt, that's the term. And I have a feeling that we're going to continue to see that going on for quite some time, maybe all the way up to the bitter end. Hide and watch, boys. That's probably what's going to happen. Back to you, dear. Back to you, dear.
Oh, man, Jerry. Okay, that's just sort of disturbing. Well, patients who enter hospitals are at high risk of potentially deadly infections or medical mistakes. I think I'm going to kind of become a spokesman for Sam Beiser medical class because, quite frankly, you know what amazes me, Jerry? There are – can you think of anyone who has been – cured, like, take you for instance. You've had your bout with cancer, and mm-hmm. you went through. Didn't you go through radiation therapy? And
oh no 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 no.
That what was did you my, do? Did you do chemo?
No, I did not do chemo either.
What did you do?
I left the country and had a treatment up in Canada that is called HIFU. And HIFU is the acronym for high-intensity focused ultrasound. And basically, they used two intersecting beams of ultrasound that, when they intersect, they get really, really, really hot. And it was prostate cancer. And I guess the easiest way for me to put this to you and for everybody to understand is they quick-fried my prostate gland and the area that it sits in, it's called the socket, to a quick-fried crackly crunch, almost crackly, but they cooked it. And actually, some of the information that pertains to that procedure, they talk about the tissue sloughing off over time, and, you know, it's almost like you don't have one anymore.
But it's all right.
Still
okay,
there.
So the
prostate gland there.
The mainstream medical industry didn't cure you.
No, no. Well, you could have gone to Canada like I did. You could have gone to a number of the Caribbean area island countries to get this procedure done. You could have had it done in Japan, or you could have gone to a couple of countries in Europe, England, France, I believe. Maybe there's more by now, to have this procedure done. And the really kinky thing is the equipment that they do this procedure with and the Doppler radar and all this other stuff that they're using to identify the involved tissues, it's all made right here in the United States in Kentucky. And each one of the apparatuses, back when I was having the procedure done, was like $500 million for one machine.
Wow, holy cow. All right, well, I've got some healthcare stats for you. The April 2011 issue of Health Affairs tackled the theme of the quality of care in American hospitals. Healthcare-associated infections and medical mistakes, including drug-related errors and preventable surgical complications, harm thousands of patients every year, with some mistakes proving lethal. Among the findings, Jerry, one-third of all hospital admissions result in adverse effects from medical mistakes, and voluntary reporting methods used to currently track patient safety records miss up to 90% of serious medical errors.
Oh, I can vouchsafe for that. When we come back, I'll tell you a little bit of a story about Elaine and how they almost killed her in the hospital here within the last couple of years. We're going to cut away to a break, folks. We'll be right back. I'm going to get a hot cup of coffee. How about you?
is your call to action, America. It's time to get prepared. Food prices, fuel prices, dollar collapse, earthquakes, tornadoes, nuclear meltdown. Where's your plan? Get one at the Get Prepared Expo in Springfield, Missouri, May 14th and 15th, downtown at the Expo Center. Learn about survival economics, gold, silver, emergency food, water filtration, solar and wind power, heirloom seeds and gardening, how to prepare and defend your home, and hear from John Moore as he speaks about global warming and what the government isn't telling you. And John Stadtmiller with what is in store for you. Plus, meet the 2012 candidate for President of the United States and Sheriff Richard Mack and Larry Pratt. All this and much more at the Get Prepared Expo, May 14th and 15th in Springfield, Missouri, for the low admission price of only $7. Get details now at GetPreparedExpo.com. That's GetPreparedExpo.com. What happens next is up to you. GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
I'm just going to give you the brief scenario on the situation with my wife. She was in the hospital a couple of years ago and having a surgical procedure, one that she felt like she needed to have. And the post-operative care included some pain medications. Well, apparently they OD'd on that because they gave my wife an injection of something, and I can't remember what it was. Maybe she'll send me a text message and tell me what it was. But she actually came close to dying in the room that she was in. They finally got, as a matter of fact, after the surgery, and they had taken her to the room, and everything looked like it was cool, normal. I had taken my daughter and her daughter. We had gone down the street to get something to eat, and the people in the hospital were in some sort of wild panic because they were trying to get in touch with me, didn't have my cell phone number, and when we got back, we walked up to my wife's room, and there were like 12, 13 doctors in the doctors and nurses in the room with her. They had a crash cart in there, and she had almost expired and come really, really close to it because of an OD on pain medication.
Wow.
And you know, dear, I don't know if I've ever even told you this story. They, for all practical purposes, almost punched my library card when I was on the cath table here in Carrollton, Georgia, because they stopped my heart. And they had to give me two shots of atropine. And as a matter of fact, I was remembering all this in a very hazy state because my heart had stopped. And I had actually remembered asking myself, wow, am I dying? Is this what dying is like? Because it was sort of like I was on a raft and I could see life over there on the shore and the tide was going out.
Yes.
That's the situation, that's the sensation that I actually had when I was up there. You know, there's bells and alarms going off on this machine that I was laying in while they had this thing crammed up my femoral artery up into my heart. And you know, they almost killed me there. But I guess it wasn't my time. All right. Well, so much for that.
Well, you know, I have been digesting this Sam Beiser class and all these different powerful herbal formulas and so on and so forth, and I can hardly wait to get started. Today, I've got all my ingredients laid out for my first tinctures and so on and so forth.
Well, what to do here? Here are my friends.
I think if what this class says you can accomplish with all of these different herbs, many of which just grow wild around the place, there would be no reason to ever submit or surrender yourself to the wonderful world of the medical industry and hospitals in your neck of the woods. So I don't know if I highly recommend it at this point. It's interesting stuff, and I'll let you know if it all works as we move along. Deloyd in Idaho. Hey, welcome to Freedom Frenzy.
Well, hello. How are you guys today?
Very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing fine, thank you. I called. I just want you to get out your notepad because I wanted to give you some information from yesterday. I don't want to talk about this. I just wanted to give you some information on a couple of things.
Okay, very good.
Okay, Satan's weed, that's what the government says. So whenever they say something, you know you're supposed to think the opposite. I don't know where I got the information, but it said that that plant is not native to this planet. And I can't give you any more on that.
Okay.
Okay, now on the Oregon generators, it's been a couple years since I was researching this, but they're very, very interesting. And the lady that called in, she said just aluminum. Well, my research says you have to use aluminum and copper. And if you Google for holy hand grenades, I know you'll like that one. Holy. What's that?
I was trying not to laugh. Holy hand grenades. Go ahead.
And this is really interesting. I built one, except I haven't been able to build the container for it. And if you search for a Joe cell, as in Joe Stalin and cell phone, Joe cell, that's very, very interesting. They attach them to automobiles with cast iron engines and change the timing on it, and it runs the engine without gasoline. And there's lots of videos on it. I haven't been successful. I haven't completed my project, so I don't know that it works, but a lot of people say it does.
All right, well, cool. Thanks, Deloitte. You got anything else for us?
Nope, that's it.
All right.
Have a great day.
Thanks, you too.
Bye.
Bob in Kentucky, welcome to Freedom Frenzy. Hey, Bob.
I wanted to clarify, we were talking the other day about the Martin Luther King.
Oh, yeah.
And I think I might have been misunderstood. A couple of people were called in, said I was trying to pigeonhole you all into being a racist. That was not my intention. I was not accusing you at all of being a racist. What I was trying to get at, and what I would like to try to get.
Oh, don't worry, Bob. It's okay. Hang on just for a second. We're going to cut away to a break, and that's what that music means. So don't go anywhere. We will get your whole side of the story when we come back. This is Freedom Frenzy, y'all. It's just getting interesting. Better stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generation.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
All right, I got dropped off the network there for just a little bit, and then Skype crashed, and I got it all plugged back in, and I'm back on the air. And Jenny was kind of giving me a heads up as to what had transpired during my absence, and we came back from break, and she didn't get to finish that. So where are we going from here, dear?
Well, Bob is going to clarify. Bob in Kentucky, he's the one who called in. I guess it was last week where somehow we got on the subject of Martin Luther King, and I asserted that he was trying to get me to confess that I love black people the same as white people or some such thing, and I think I hung up on him. So Bob, he would like an opportunity to clarify his position. By all means, go for it.
My point I was trying to make about Martin King is that, you know, before Martin King, you could have segregated schools, you could have restaurants, You could segregate restaurant. You could serve white only in a restaurant. If you were an employer and you didn't want to hire colored, you didn't have to. There are a whole bunch of things where what Martin King did was to get the government to come in and enforce your kids to be bused to school with coloreds, to force an employer that they have to hire colored. Or if, let's say if you're trying to sell your house and you didn't want to sell to a colored, they'd tell you you didn't have no choice. If you had a restaurant, they'd force you to serve them, this type of thing. And so to me, I seem a little bit ironic that a man who, or someone such as yourself who opposes all of this federal government telling people what to do, that you would consider him to be such a great man when the man who opposed him down in Alabama, George Wallace, that you'd call him a loser and all this kind of thing.
I'm not in favor of government intervention, but I'll tell you right now, there is no way I would have any doings with a company or business who refused to serve certain ethnicities based on their ethnicity.
That should be the end of it.
So I don't feel an obligation to be a fan of some governor who opposed certain elements of government intervention, but embraced other elements of government intervention. For anybody to be using public education is to be part of a system that steals the wealth of everybody to educate, or to use the money for whatever purpose they deem necessary. So I think it's kind of tangential.
Well, I think it goes right to the heart, though, because, prior to Marty King, If I owned a restaurant and I didn't want to have colors, I could put a sign out in the window, white only.
I know. I'm aware of all that. So I think this conversation's over. I got what you're saying. I am not for government intervention, and I loathe the attitude of some ethnicities are less than and should be treated as less than. I just loathe that attitude, and I'm free to loathe that. And I also simultaneously do not, I am ultimately an anarchist, so you have no argument with me. But I find it very distasteful, the whole, racist attitude.
Yeah, Bob has touched on something that's very important here, dear. And this is a very thin wire that we're walking. And I hope everybody recognizes that. And what Bob is saying, and I quite frankly agree with his viewpoint, that it's not government's place to rightfully tell us who we must associate with or who we can't associate with on the other side of that coin, that the things that society must do, and it's what Jenny touched on, and she didn't fully tell the right story, is society, if they look down on this kind of behavior by anyone, it's their right to choose not to do business with the restaurant that hangs a sign like that in the window.
Exactly.
That's the way that this society is supposed to deal with this, not government, because government, quite frankly, lacks the authority to be involved in this. And on that aspect, Bob is absolutely right. But,
yeah.
There has to be, it needs to be a market-based function. If you don't like what Joe Blow is doing in his restaurant or whatever the heck it is, then it's your business. And the government shouldn't come to you and say, we're going to take your kids and we're going to bus them across town to achieve racial equality. That's not within the scope of their authority.
Yeah, but
it's
Jerry,
not.
If you're putting your kid on a bus or you're putting your kid in a government,
it doesn't matter, dear, that the taxpayers are putting forth the money.
I don't care about anything, any argument you want to say in that system. You have actively submitted your children to a government indoctrination program. And I don't want to hear any of your whining and complaining about what they choose to do with your children once you've put them on the bus. I mean, the whole point is going to be lost on me. So y'all can complain about that all you want, but I don't care. It's like when good medical options and herbal treatments are offered to you and they're going to hurt and they're going to be a pain and you choose not to do them, I don't feel sorry for you that you don't get better. Same with that. You're going to put your kid on a bus to go to school? Wah, about integration and anything else. I don't care.
Okay. I understand what you're saying, but, if that money's being pulled out of the taxpayer's hide, they shouldn't be forced to do things that they don't want to do.
They're already being forced if the money is being pulled out of their hide. I think
some people give it willingly, dear. Some people give it willingly.
And every element of government indoctrination programs is with an agenda and a philosophy that is against family, against liberty, and so on and so forth. So the whole point's lost on me. And whatever, who are we talking to, Bob? I think I've made pretty clear my position on government intervention, and at the same time, I loathe racism absolutely, totally, and completely. And I don't agree in government intervention to fix it, but it doesn't make me a little bit any less. All right, well, thanks, Bob, for calling in. I think we're all clear on where you stand and where I stand. All right, so what's up next?
And where I stand. How's that?
And where Jerry stands.
It's trifecta here. So, do we have any more callers in the queue? Like I said, I kind of lost track where we were.
No, we are all done with callers.
Well, that means if you want to weigh in, 1-800-313-9443, and please don't wait till the last 15, 20 minutes to bombard the queue with callers. If you got something that you want to say, something you want to get off your chest, please feel free to call.
Hey, now, so Jerry, I want to throw this little quick tidbit in here. I guess Ron Paul is establishing a presidential committee to explore running for president.
Oh, yeah. I've been kind of expecting that kind of a development, because I think he sees that the waters are a whole lot more compatible for his campaign effort, because his message in today's economic circumstances is sure ringing home with the people. I mean, those that have at least 50 cents worth of intellectual capital to fall back on. And I just wish, and this is the same thing that I wished back the last time round, that somebody would get a hold of him, set him down, and do a little bit better job of marketing. That really seems to be the problem in the Paul campaign. And if we've got somebody listening in on today's program in the Paul campaign, I would be willing to get involved in that marketing effort if, in fact, we could get somebody to listen. And, you know, I've talked with Dr. Paul directly. I've talked with people that handle Dr. Paul directly, and I've expressed this problem numerous times in emails to the previous campaign. And it's fallen on deaf ears and blind eyes. I'm just telling you that I have seen the response of the electorate to the people that know how to package a product. And when that product comes across as smooth, suave, and debonair. And those are elements that Dr. Paul needs to get a smattering of to arm himself better with a message that, of freedom that we all endorse. That's all I'm going to say on that.
Yeah, John kind of thought that his son would run for president and Dr. Paul would run for vice president. So that was kind of his bet on the whole thing.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Tippecanoe and Tyler too, huh?
Yeah, and John felt since Ron is now 75 and so on and so forth, that it made sense for his son to take the main part of the ticket. And also, I mean, he'd be doing the same thing that Barack did in terms of being a senator and then, you know, just kind of going right into the presidency.
Speaking of Barack Obama, have you seen Donald Trump's latest tirade against Barack Obama and the fact that he must have been a schlock student at Columbia University? And if he was a schlock student at Columbia University, how in the world did he end up at Harvard and then end up in a magna cum laude? He graduated magna cum laude, first time the black has ever done that out of Harvard University. And it just doesn't jive, does it?
I didn't know that. This is all news to me. Oh,
but
yeah.
All his educational records are all locked up along with his long firm birth certificate. There's something hinky going on. And I agree with Trump. We really don't know that much about the guy that is sitting at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue and is functioning, whether rightfully or no, as president of the United States, wielding the power of the republic and his finger that ever so close to that proverbial button, you know.
Oh, my goodness, yes. What's amazing to me about Barack, though, is if all this stuff is true, Jerry, and all the funny stuff about the birth certificate and, you know, the covering of his tracks all along the road of his life, actively, and you know, for him to do so well at Harvard and yada, 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 then his being president has been planned out for a long, long, long time.
Some say that that's exactly the case, dear. And look at the Fabian Socialists. They have been busy, 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 busy with a long-term plot against freedom and America. And it's been in existence since probably the 1700s. And it's still ongoing. And, you know, it's hard for Americans who thrive on sound bites and don't remember yesterday's news, how they can constantly be under attack by such a concerted effort against them. And it's just something that Americans, and well, a lot of people in particular, can't get their minds around. But it's ongoing, and it's the proof of the pudding is right there in front of us. You can go back and you look at this steady arrangement of events and circumstances and the introduction of personalities all down through the years, and what's been the sum total? Where have we arrived at?
Yeah.
And all that happened by luck? I don't think so.
Right.
All right, we got some more callers in the queue, dear. We probably ought to go to them.
All right.
Who's up first? Let's see here.
Roy in Michigan. Oh, wait, is that right? Yeah.
Well, we could go to Roy.
Roy in Michigan. Hey, welcome to Freedom Frenzy.
Oh, hey, thank you. You know, I've been listening to your program, and what I hear you're talking about is things that are part of the agenda. This is exactly what they want to take and to crash the money. It's a purposeful event. And if we go back to what the chairman of the banking committee said, he said the Federal Reserve is a totally private corporation. There's no more federal than federal vacuum cleaners. He said it's never been audited by any agency of the government, and that the Federal Reserve notes were about to be called the botched. And he said that he held hearings to find out what was going to happen next, and he found out that we were going to take on the currency of the Europeans, and at that moment we would be slaves, total slaves, and we would not govern ourselves anymore. And I have watched the agenda unfold, and like right now, even Ron Paul plays into that agenda. They're planning, and they're openly telling you the plan now, that they plan on taking, crashing the Federal Reserve notes, and is going to the IMF. And the big thing that I wanted to do is, and the thing that I know that we must start doing, is sure we should expose them every time that we can expose them. But the truth of the matter is, it's them that are in trouble. Those that continue to go along with this, those that are enforcing it, the enforcement officers and the military and all the different people involved in it, we need to let them know that they are threatened by their own BS, because the snare is coming around their neck. And those that are leading into captivity are going to become the captives. And there is no doubt about it. This is not something that I am just saying on my own. This is something that I am watching unfold in a small way, but soon to be in a big way. I have questioned many of the law enforcement people, many people in many of the feds, and I have asked them the question, when the time comes, you guys are going to kill each other, aren't you? And I have never, in all these years, I have never had one of them ever say no. They either agreed with me or remained silent. And I know the snare is coming on their neck, and they need to start knowing about this. Right now, they have weaved a web that even the rich men that have went along with it are being sucked into, and they're being stripped of everything that they have because they have went along with it. And they need to be aware of this, and they need to repent. We need to show love for our enemy and let our enemy know he's in trouble and he better turn from his ways. And that's the message that I wanted to bring to you.
Well, thank you for that, Roy. I will share with you that one of my pet peeves has been the lack of a great many of Americans to recognize the dire circumstances that we're in today, knowing that the days are numbered for this monetary system and everything that they... And here's the neat thing. There's really nothing that the people at the Federal Reserve can do about the situation. If they raise the interest rate, which would be the thing to save the system, they're going to crash this very, very feeble economy. And if they continue to stoke that economy with more fraud money, they're going to kill the economy because it's going to go to hell in a handbag. We're going to cut away to a break, and when we come back, there's a lot more callers and a lot more Freedom Frenzy. We'll be right back.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medication. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this Extendovite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
That's what.
Comrades, we're back, And we're enjoying the financial miasma that is America going down the drain. And, you know, this is an interesting time to be alive. An interesting time is oftentimes that ancient Chinese curse that you may live in interesting times. And, you know, I have a feeling that if we're able to muster through what lies ahead, it's going to be pleasant conversation with your grandkids sitting on your knees telling them about what you did during the great turmoil. With that said, let's go to Lark in Texas. Good afternoon, Lark.
Well, hey there.
Oh, good morning still. Excuse me.
It is still morning, isn't it?
Yes, it is. I'm trying to shove the day through, I think.
Well, I suppose I wanted to touch on Ron Paul for a moment.
All right.
Since I know that there's a lot of people, even within my own orbit, that are still quite attracted to Dr. Paul. And as well, they should be. However, there are some caveats that I would like to bring forward. Dr. Paul refuses to address principal issues. And the principal issues are the treaties that have been entered into by this government at the federal level, and of course at the state and local levels now, at least since the early 90s.
Well, can I ask you a question, Lark?
Of course.
With the average intelligence level of the electorate, how many people do you think are going to understand that when they don't understand the monetary fraud that's being perpetrated against them?
Well, you have to the way I look at it, Jerry, see, this is a canard to think that we have to enter into intellectual discourse with the American people for the people to get it. You know, the monetary fraud is clearly exposed. You can do it truly in 5 minutes. To a bunch of elementary school people, and it's going to be very clear.
But the message still is not very widespread, Lark. And the reason I tell you that is I'm doing a presentation here in Carrollton in front of a bunch of educators this coming Friday night about the Federal Reserve. It's about an hour and a half presentation that I'm going to be doing to make sure that they understand beyond a shadow of a doubt what monster it is that serves the American government at our detriment. And, you know, that's not something that you can do in a sound bite. You might be able to get a few sharp fifth graders together and in a sound bite or within 5 or 10 minutes explain to them the dire consequences that we live under because of that fraud. But, you know, most Americans, even though they've bounced off of this information a time or two in their passage through life, most Americans still don't get it. You know why?
Well, let me
because it's not coming
thought.
Across the media to them.
Well, that's so true. But the media is a controlled media, and we're receiving a controlled message, and it is totally in sync with the CIA, which does not serve the interest of the American people. Now, here's what I want to get at, because you did mention marketing and how you want to get involved with Dr. Paul. I mean, I've rubbed shoulders with the Pauls and their family, and, you know, I was very much involved with that last campaign. In more ways than the average Ron Paul supporter. But I will say this, Ron Paul will not address the real issues. Now,
can you give
us
a couple key things when you say that for the sake of our listeners?
I guess I didn't hear.
Oh, that's right. You got to cut it with a break. But when we come back, I want you to address, because I didn't hear you spell out, what are the things that Ron Paul is talking about? Because some of the time, I'm kind of frustrated about that same thing. So I'd just like you to enumerate those for us when we come back. This is Freedom Frenzy. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back in a moment. Stay tuned.
Gold. Ever clean.